Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Glass, and I greet you in the wonderful name, which is above every name, the name of Jesus. And I'd like to begin this broadcast by reading a portion of Psalm 95, and we're going to be looking at the latter portion, but let me just read the first six verses. It's a beautiful invitation to worship. And you know, when I was a very young Christian, the Lord made me aware, as I was occasionally asked to lead worship, that of all the ministries we can carry on for the Lord, whether you're a pastor or an evangelist, or God has called you prophetically as a prophet, whatever role that those in leadership are involved in, and of course we're all, every one of us, are witnesses of the Lord, we're all able ministers of the gospel of reconciliation, well, all those ministries are going to pass away. When we're with the Lord, we don't have to preach evangelism, because God, He will have brought a time to an end, and we'd begin eternity of spending a beautiful experience in the riches of His glory. However, there is one ministry which will always continue, and that is the ministry of worship. So let me share this. Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before His presence with thanksgiving, and make a joyful noise unto Him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God. He's a great King above all gods. In His hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is His also. The sea is His, and He made it, and His hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker. And Lord, we pause for a moment in prayer to kneel before You, acknowledging that You are our God. You are the only God. There is none beside Thee, O Lord. And we are thankful to be reminded that our chief call, our chief ministry, is to worship You. You've called us as kings and priests, Lord, and help us always to understand that we were created to worship You. We were created to fellowship with You, and bring us ever deeper, ever higher into the revelation of who we are in You, Lord, that we can praise You with our whole being, as David spoke, Lord, with our body, soul, and spirit, that we can be surrendered to You and offer unto You the sacrifice of praise, even the fruit of our lips, to glorify and to thank You, Lord, for who You are and for all that You have done in our behalf. Amen. Praise God. Well, I would like to now share another scripture, and that is found in Ezekiel 36 and 26. And of course, this is out of the Old Covenant, the Old Testament, but it speaks of what God is preparing to do through that new covenant He established through the blood of Jesus. The prophet says, "A new heart," the Lord speaking, "a new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh." So the Lord here is talking about two hearts, a stony heart and a heart of flesh. And a stony heart, of course, refers not only to the unsaved, those whose hearts are not open to God, Because when we accept Jesus as our Savior, we invite Him into our heart, into our innermost being, that He could be Savior of our soul and Lord of our life. Those are two different things. Some just say, well, praise God, I'm saved, and amen to that. But it's another step to die to our self-will, to die to our own desires, and to truly honor Him as Lord, where it is His will and His pleasure that is the first consideration. And so there's two hearts God is speaking of. And let me now read verse 7 in Psalm 95. The psalmist goes on to say, for He, speaking of the Lord God Almighty, Elohim, is our God, and we are the people of His pasture and the sheep of His hands. Today, if ye will hear His voice, harden not your heart as in the provocation, as in the day of temptation in the wilderness. In fact, I'm going to read the rest of that because it's interesting. As we see in the Psalms, high praise, there's a time in high praise, tehillah praise, where the Spirit of the Lord begins to respond and interact. We see that throughout the Psalms, if you've ever really noticed. For example, Psalm 91, that beautiful psalm, He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High, it talks about all the blessings of abiding in the shadow of the Almighty. And verse 13 says, thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder, the young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample underfoot. And then it dramatically changes gear. Then the Lord starts speaking, because He has set His love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. That is obviously the Lord speaking. And so also in Psalm 95, the Lord starts speaking in verse 9. In fact, that verse 8 is a transition. Verse 9 says, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my work, 40 years long was I grieved with this generation, and said, it is a people that do err in their heart, and they have not known my ways, unto whom I swear in my wrath that they should not enter into my rest. So there is that hard heart that the Lord is speaking of in Ezekiel, the stony heart, and then He speaks of a heart of flesh. That unrenewed heart is a hard heart. Hard means not easily penetrated, not easily yielding to pressure, lacking in responsiveness. And Ezekiel also says in the 3rd chapter, verse 7, for they will not hearken unto me, for all the house of Israel are impudent and hard-hearted. And then, of course, if you recall, there was an instance in the Gospels where Jesus was being tested, and they were asking about can a man divorce his wife? And he responds, Jesus, in Mark 10:5, Moses, gave you a bill of divorcement, but Jesus said it was for the hardness of your heart He wrote this precept. And in Romans 10:5, we see Paul saying, O man, despisest thou the riches of His goodness and forbearance and longsuffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance? But after thy hardness and impenitent heart treasures up unto thyself wrath against the day of wrath and revelation of the righteous judgment of God. And so we see that hard, impenitent heart, that unrenewed heart, of course, refers to the unredeemed, but also we see that those who have known God, if they're not careful, can allow sin to harden their hearts. Remember, Ezekiel was speaking to God's people. He was, in fact, the Lord said in that verse 3, chapter 3, 7, all the house of Israel are impudent and hard-hearted. That God was saying that about His people. They're not listening to me. And God treasures a tender heart of flesh. In fact, did you know that's one of the sacrifices of God? Well, I'm not going to take time to preach on the sacrifices of God. There's actually some New Covenant sacrifices of God. But in Psalm 51 in 17, in fact, let me just turn to that quickly. The word says, "The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise." God hates pride. He hates arrogance. But a broken and a contrite heart, one that really understands who we are before the Lord. It is only by God's grace, His plenteous forgiveness and mercy to us, that we can even stand before Him. Because our heart is deceitfully wicked above all else. The heart of man has been darkened and hardened by sin. But God, by His Spirit, as we come to Him, will give us a tender and renewed heart. That's His purpose for us. And we see that David was a man after God's own heart. And there's a sense not only that he was after the very character of God, but he was after God's heart. He wanted to know about God. He wanted to know His ways. And there's an example in the life of David in 1 Samuel 24 and 5, that we understand Paul was, he was over the edge. God departed from him. He tore the kingdom from him. And he said, because he disobeyed him, and he was after David to kill him because of jealousy. And it says in Samuel 24, 5, "And it came to pass afterward that David's heart smote him because he had cut off Saul's skirt." He could have killed him. And he was demonstrating that he was showing mercy and kindness to him. But then he was ashamed, and his conscience struck him because he should not even have done that, realizing he was God's anointed and he was going to let God deal with him. Well, my time has just flown on this broadcast, and we will continue on tomorrow's broadcast about a new heart. I hope you can be with me. If you have prayer needs, I invite you to write and share those needs. The announcer will give our contact information. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.